Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
We've been told people start sobbing.
This is the Steve Cochran Show.
For some, it's just a life-changing event.
On 720 WGN.
There's a lot of crying on this show.
Something inside.
You know, one of the great honors of doing a morning show at WGN, aside from all the things we talk about a lot, is over the years I've gotten to know him, able to call this guy my friend. Happy anniversary. 40 years. To Tom Skilling. How are you, buddy?
Steve Cochran, how are you? Hey, Steve, right back at you. You have been one of the joys of my life knowing you.
That's
and I,
nice.
I'll tell you, and I just salute your success and cherish it and appreciate it and celebrate it. It's good to hear from you, Steve.
Well, can you believe it's been 40? I know everybody has said this to you in the last couple of weeks. 40 years. How long does it feel?
You know what, Steve? That's a good question. First of all, it goes so fast.
Sure.
You know, I remember standing up at Harry Boltman's memorial. They asked me to say a few words, and the only thing I could think of is I remember visiting him as a kid and with my parents, and I thought, my gosh, how fast all this goes by. I can remember sitting in a conference room at the little radio station I worked at up in Madison, Wisconsin, when I was going to school, and they had cable TV up there, and we got WGN-TV, and I'd listen to Max and Orion on the noon show every day to and from work. And I'll tell you, the thought of ever working at WGN, much less having spent 40 years of doing it, never even crossed my mind. I thought it was a virtual impossibility, so I didn't even go there. But I'll tell you, Steve, it's been something.
What a run. What a run.
In my line of work, Steve, it's amazing what's happened in the last 50 years in meteorology, and 40 of them I've watched at WGN.
You know, Justin, when Tom started, they had the little tinfoil H's and tinfoil L's, and they'd paint them colors, and they'd put them up, and they were magnetic.
Steve, Fred Flintstone was still driving around with Barney, you know, and Dino. Remember that? I'll tell you, you know, we had the dinosaurs walking outside the station, you know.
But there's one thing to say that so much has changed over 40 years, but a lot of it has been how you have interpreted that information. It's available to everybody, but a lot of newscasts and weathercasts that we've seen over the years, they don't change anything. For you to bring so much of that into your cast, talk about how you had to make that transition.
Oh, Justin, you're incredibly kind. You know something? I got to tell you, I used to scare the living daylights out of these news consultants. They would come in, and I remember they'd sit me down, not at WGN, but I remember when I worked in Milwaukee, they'd sit you down across a conference table, and they'd just look grimly at you and have their books with all the market research in it, which I'm told wasn't bad. And, you know, I was told that sometime later, but at the time I thought, well, this is it. This is the day they hand me the pink slip, you know? And tell me to go do whatever I do somewhere else. But they didn't want you to mention jet streams or dew points. They would say, the viewers you're way above them. I'm way ahead of them on this. And I thought, that's not true. People are smart. And I think there's at least a modicum of curiosity about how tomorrow's weather and the weather and the week ahead is going to come together.
No doubt. And here's the thing. All of those people that brought in market research and wanted to tell you how to do things, they're all gone now. They didn't survive. Sandra.
I'm not sure if you can narrow this down, but what's your favorite advancement over the 40 years that it made the biggest difference in your weather?
Is it a Doppler or is it...
You know what? It's the numerical modeling, these computer models. You know what they did, Mary? They made us think logically. When these things first came out, you know, when I was starting, people laughed at the idea that a computer could tell us anything about what the weather is going to do. And today, these things are amazing. You know, they're not perfect. This is a complex system, but by George, they have taken us to places we never believed we were going to go.
Now, do you like the Euro? Do you like the NAM? What's your favorite computer model?
Oh, you talk the talk, my friend. I'll tell you. That is, you know what? Every one of them has its own strengths and weaknesses. And on any given day, one might be better than the other. But you know what we're doing now? We run multiple versions of the same model. And what they do is they take the millions of observations, they reinforce Oh, in the case of our U.S. model, 22 different ways. The Europeans reinterpret them 51 different ways. And then they run the physics package that tells you where the weather's going to go. And you get 51 or 22 different solutions, and then they can average them. But what you see is what the most likely set of outcomes is going to be. We never had access to that type of stuff before.
No.
It's a testament to how fast these computers have become.
Tom, at one point, had a rotating dartboard, and it said partly cloudy, sunny, thunderstorm. He'd throw a dart. That's how it was done.
Oh, yeah. And we had those leaking flow pens, you know, that would get all over your clothes. You know, there's a story about Harry Volkman walking up to John Drury. You know, they were going to close off the show. And so John read the last news story, turned to Harry, who hadn't realized the flow pen had leaked in his pocket, and his shirt was drenched in black ink. And he didn't even realize it. And Drury melted down on the air, you know, seeing this. But we all went through that. This stuff was awful. And then they had these blinking highs and lows. They had a plexiglass, or they had a motor-driven thing with plated glass that would rotate in front of a light that shone down on your map, and it would make the would send polarized light down. It would make the highs and lows blink. And when these rotating plates of glass went off their track up above you in the lighting grid, it sounded like you had opened a steel mill or a lumber mill in the background. We went through all kinds of stuff like that.
But back then, that was state of the art. That was state of the art.
Oh, it was.
Cool, and it couldn't have been cooler. Dave, say hi to our friend Tom.
Tom, how are you?
Dave, I'm fine. How are you?
Congratulations. And
Thank you, Dave.
I just have to say, I get the chance when I'm in working sports like I will be tonight, I get to watch Tom at work when he's doing his forecast at about 9:30, 9:35. And it's just, there's so much. I'm waiting for the prompter to come on and Tom's working without a prompter.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Doesn't need a script.
Well,
Tom, you do have a team of people that I know you always recognize, but you got a team of people that helps you come up with the information.
Oh, my gosh. You know, we do the Tribune page. We do the blogging and all. I do. I have Bill Snyder, my producer. I have four fellas who are retirees from the National Weather Service who helped me, Paul Daly, Steve Kahn, Rich Koneman, Paul Merzlach. These guys are big names in the weather profession because for years we read their products out of the Weather Service. So we all work as a team. We take different pieces of the preparation every night and for all these products, and we work together. And it's been a joy because for so many years I worked all by myself. And to have other great meteorological minds in my midst, you'd be amazed the things you learn from other people's expertise. It's really fun. It really is.
So, Tom, did you send Paul Conrad a text yesterday? 22 years, ha?
You know, I just talked to them on the TV side. No, but that's a heck of an idea, Mary. I've got to do that, you know.
What do you get for 40 years at Tribune? What have you received any kind of gift from the company? Because I want to speak for Larry Wirt. Take his credit card.
Hey, now there's an idea, or borrow the yacht, or something like that, you know?
Yes.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you, I got something. I can have Pat Tomasulo killed.
Right. One of the greatest videos of all time. Oh, it's so great.
He wrote that line, so now he's got to live with it, you know?
So funny. It is so funny.
He is a funny guy. Yeah, that was when Sam Zell took over the place, and we had the signs all over that you own the place, and he did a bid on that and came in and fired, you know, on this bid. And I told him, you know, you don't even own your car. Who are you to tell me that I'm fired, you know?
And I could have you killed.
I know.
Oh, and you sold that line so well.
When I read that, Steve, I said to him, he came in a couple days ahead of time and kind of quietly said, would you help us on a bit we're doing on the morning show? And he came in with this script, and that was it. By the way, Steve, every time I see Dave in there, I said, now what time were you up this morning with Cochran? Because you're up early in the morning.
No, it's ridiculous. He's like a bat. He hangs upside down. He sleeps for 15 minutes. I don't even know
it's
what he's made
true.
Of.
I, And he's as wide awake and sharp.
And handsome.
You know,
and still good looking. It's ridiculous.
Absolutely. Not a hair out of place.
No.
You know, it's true.
You and I both remember hair.
I know. It's a distant memory, Steve, for each of us. But we do remember those days.
Hey, buddy, I love you. I couldn't be more thrilled that 40 is just a good start for you. Have a great party and a great day today. And watch tonight, because at 9 o'clock in particular, they're going to be showing some great Tom Skilling stuff and talking to you about this stuff.
Oh,
happy anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Steve, I love you. And, hey, to the whole group, keep knocking them dead in the morning.
Thanks,
guys.
Bud.
You're doing a great job.
Well, that means a lot coming from you. Thank you.